Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Pastor Corey Brooks is the rooftop pastor in the Woodlawn neighborhood who wants to build a community center. He's trying to raise money. He's been on the roof of a trailer across from his church for 100 days. Today's the 100th day he's supposed to come down. Pastor Brooks, good, still morning. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, John, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
You always sound positive, Corey. You always give me more than I give you in these conversations.
Well, you know, you got two options, be negative or be positive. I just choose positive. And so, you know, life is too short to be walking around with a negative attitude and a bad disposition. So I'm going to give it all I got and give life all I got and live it to the best and to the fullest and try to enjoy it.
There you go. So today's the 100th day. What time are you coming down, Pastor Brooks?
So, John, today is the 100th day, and I wish I could come down. But I made a decision that I'm going to stay here on the roof until we raise all the money to build the community center. So I don't know how long that's going to be. It could be one day. It could be a week. It could be a month. It could be a year. But I'm fully committed to staying right here in this tent until we build this center.
How much money do you need, Corey?
We're at $10 million that we raised, so we need another $25 million.
No, you don't. I thought you needed 25 out of the gate. No?
No. We needed 35 million out of the gate.
And I've been doing it
25. But I just, you know, but no, 35 million has always been the goal. And that's been what we're trying to do and we're going to accomplish. But we're going to get there.
Well, 10 million's a lot. So hooray for that. I'm sorry that my number was wrong. And don't be so polite with me, Corey. If I get something wrong, the staff here knows I do the time wrong and I'm looking at a digital clock. So if I'm off by 10 million, feel free to speak up. So
yeah, it sounded so good. But
well, that too. But it wasn't the real world. So, Corey, do you have a plan B to generate more money? I mean, God bless you. You've raised several million in the last 100 days, but at this rate, you're going to be up there.
So, yeah, my plan B is, John, and I want all the listeners to hear this. My plan B is, if I can't raise this money in a certain amount of time, my plan B is to have John Williams come and join me on this rooftop and stay with me until I raise the money. That's my plan B.
Okay, let's all give him some money right now because I spent a night on that roof and it was cold. I'll come down and see you again, Corey. I haven't been by in a while, so shame on me for that. But I also appreciate the donations our listeners are given, and I know they've been responsive. And I know you have a bit of it. Did I see that you're going to be on the Joe Piscopo show?
Yeah, I was on the Joe Piscopo show earlier. That's like my fourth time being on there. And Joe is coming to Chicago to see me now that I'm staying on the roof a little longer. He offered me to go on a trip with him to Italy. So, we'll see how that goes. But hopefully I'll be off the roof by the time that trip comes around.
Is that a web show? Is that a web show he does?
He does a show on it's a radio show. It's in out of New York. He's a very funny guy, nice guy, very, very nice guy.
No, I'm glad. Listen, it's funny because you are a big deal in certain corners of this country, a regular sort of feature guest. People are rooting for you all along. We just haven't turned the corner on some of those major donations yet. So
we haven't turned the corner yet, but we're going to get there. We're going to get there. $10 million, like you said, John, is big.
Yeah.
I don't want to make people think that I don't appreciate it. I'm very grateful, very thankful for all the contributions. I get some of the most wonderful letters from people on your show and who say, I heard you on John Williams. So I want to say thank you to all of them for their contributions, for their encouragement, and tell them don't give up. We're going to get it done. Just keep believing.
The community center will have not only recreational things, but also a crisis counseling center. It'll have a school that young kids on the South Side will be taught by men, presumably black men. Boy, we need more men taking leadership roles in Woodlawn. It'll also have a vocational center. It'll even have a culinary arts program. There'll be restaurants in this community center. And a fourth kitchen will teach kids the sorts of skills to become chefs and cooks and stuff like that. I mean, everything about it I've liked the sound of. What does your wife say about this, Pastor Brooks?
Well, you know, my family is very supportive. We've been in this for a long time, you know, whether it's trying to decide where to live and then deciding to live in the hood instead of going to the suburbs, whether it's deciding to give our cash in our insurances and college funds for our kids to help build a church. We've always made tough decisions, and we've always been a family of sacrifice. And one of the things that we realize is what better way to teach your kids than to make the sacrifices for God and to support his causes, putting him first. And we both understand that. We both believe in that. And that's kind of one of the core values of our family. So everything is fine there.
I got about 30 seconds left, Corey. If the state or federal government, if there was some grant, I don't mean a loan, I mean if some governmental agency wanted to drop money on you, you would take that, wouldn't you?
You know, I'll take money from anyone that's legal right about now to get off of this roof. So, you know, anyone out there who's listening who wants to contribute to help us get off this roof with legal money, we definitely will take it, whether it's the government or celebrity or anyone. We're open.
ProjectHood.org. Hood is an acronym. What's it stand for, Corey?
Hood stands for Helping Others Attain Destiny.
ProjectHood.org. All right, you didn't ask for my advice on this, so I'm not going to give you any, but I'll talk to you. And by the way, Corey, I love you, I respect you, I appreciate you,
yeah.
And I'm not surprised to hear you do this. So I'm going to keep working for you, my friend.
Thanks, John. I appreciate you so much. Your friendship and you telling us, telling everybody about what we're trying to do has been a major blessing. So I want you to know I appreciate you.
ProjectHood.org.